Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of my podcast. This is Olivia Sese speaking, and today I'm going to actually be doing a movie review. The name of the movie is Fair Play, and you can find this movie on Netflix. So let's dive right into it. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack on this movie. So this movie is basically about Luke and Emily and their romance, their love story. And the reason why this story is particularly interesting for me, or why I absolutely love this movie, was it's actually because I have a series called 9 to 5 Babes, and it's a series where I write to my fellow employees. We're all employees, you know, 9 to 5 babes, you know, and tell you my experience as a 9 to 5 babe. I tell you the things I've experienced, the mistakes I've made, so that you don't make those mistakes. Now, if you want to read those things, the things that I've written, you can go on LinkedIn and search for 9 to, that's tall, and 5 babes, babes, and you're going to see most of the things I've written. And I have talked about office romance in one of my letters to the 9 to 5 babes, and a lot of people were like, oh, what if I find the love of my life in the office? Like, a lot of people have actually married their co-workers. Like, there is a data from Forbes here that I'm looking at, and it says here that 43% of people have married someone that they have worked with. So sure, it could be a success. You could start dating your partner you met in your office, and it could work for you both, or it could go left ways. So let's dive right into the movie series. So Luke and Emily have been dating for a long time. They both work in the same place as analysts, right? They're colleagues. They're on the same level. And he engages Emily. He asks her to marry him. She says yes. They're both very happy. But they cannot share this news with the rest of their colleagues, because it's against company policy. So they keep it hidden and they don't tell anyone about it. Then Emily hears a rumor that Luke, there's a promotion coming up, someone got fired, a PM got fired, and you know, Luke is going to be replacing that PM. Emily is very excited, and she goes and she shares this news with Luke. And you know what? They celebrate that night. Oh, he's so happy. He's so confident. And he begins to tell her, oh, don't worry. Eventually, yours is going to come. And then when your promotion comes, when we're both PMs, we can then make our relationship public, and we can then let every other person know about our relationship. She's happy for him. They're both very excited and says, oh, my life is good, you, my job, I love every, like, oh, they're so excited. That night, her manager calls her, another PM calls her and says, oh, come to so and so place. And she's like, oh, she has to go, it's in the night, but she has to go. And she went, and when she got there, she met their overall boss. And the boss is like, oh, you're now the one. Like, I'm choosing you. Emily is a very intelligent, smart, driven young woman. She's result-oriented. She's brought in a lot of money to the company. So the boss chooses her. It's like, oh, you're going to be the PM. And when she goes home that night, Luke is like, oh, what happened? And she's like, oh, she didn't meet like Rory. Who she met was Campbell, their overall boss, the owner of the company. It was like, did something happen? Did he try to touch you? She said, no, he offered me the job. She was scared when she was delivering this news, because of course she assumed, because she had heard the rumor, that it was going to be Luke would get this promotion. So she was very scared to, like, you know, let it out that I'm the one who got the promotion. But Luke was like, oh no, it's fine. I'm so happy for you, babe. And she goes to work the next day. She's given a new office, you know. And suddenly the dynamics of their relationship has changed, right? Because now they're no longer colleagues. Now she is his boss, like his direct boss. He is her analyst. He reports directly to her. He works for her. He works under her. So now the relationship dynamics has changed. And of course, eventually we're going to see how this office dynamics changes their home situation, because they live together, you know. And there's rumors, of course, you know how men talk, male chauvinism, it's everywhere. If a woman gets promoted, everybody's like, oh, she slept her way to the top. Men and women say that about a woman who gets promoted. You think, oh, a woman will not say that about a woman. That's a lie. Sometimes it is women who are more aggressive towards your success. Oh, and you know, the other analysts are like, oh, she slept her way to the top. I'm so glad I don't have to answer to her. And if you've ever worked in a place where you get promoted and then suddenly your peers, your former peers, and now you're now like their superior, you would understand the hostility that Emily is suddenly facing. Especially if you're a woman. Because in that entire environment, Emily was the only woman sitting in these rooms. And Luke, knowing his woman, he lets these external conversations get into his head. And Emily, you know, she's trying to help her man, trying to get him promoted faster. But Campbell told her straight up that, you know, Luke did not come here based on his own merits. Luke is here because somebody asked me to help him. You are the one who has worked hard. You are the one who your result has shown that you are supposed to be here. You're the one who deserves this. And they all want her. But you know, Emily was constantly, she tried to compensate. And that's the thing about when a relationship dynamic, a woman ain't more or is older than a man, especially financially. Age, you can settle that a bit, but finance, when a woman ain't more than a man, a lot of men can't take it. And that's the truth. Now you're gonna be like, oh, he's gonna, I know this man, I love this man. Do you really know this man? Do you really know this man? Have you seen him in all situations to conclude that, yes, I know this man, and how he's going to react towards this? Because Luke, I won't say Luke changed. No. I would say that it became obvious who Luke was. Luke got jealous of Emily. Like, he was so jealous of Emily. He was so jealous of Emily. And then he started accusing her of, oh, you slept your way to this position. You didn't deserve it. At the point, he told her, you stole my job. And she had to tell him that, look, I didn't steal your job. You were supposed to be fired a long time ago. You're still there based on favors. Now, Luke, we get to even see that Luke really, really is not very good at his job. He fucked it up. He fucked up the job for her as an analyst. And she trusted him. That's the thing about dating your colleague or dating. You no longer use logic. Everything is now emotions. You're like, oh, I want this person to have a big break. Because if he had gotten that break, it would have helped his career and it would have helped her too. He would have felt better, like, oh, I'm useful. But no, she didn't listen to her instincts. Even when her colleagues, the fellow PMs, told her, look, this guy, he has lost us money in the past. So think very carefully before you go where he's going. But because he was a man and she was trying to please him, she was trying to do everything possible to make him comfortable with the new situation. She followed him and they lost a lot of money. And Campbell called her a dumb bitch. And I agree with Campbell because she could have listened, but she didn't. She wanted to please this man. Now, there was another deal that came after where she listened to her instincts. He told her, oh, it's not gonna work. But she listened to her instincts and she got it. She won and she got like a big bonus. And rather than Luke to be happy, he was so sour. Oh my goodness. He was so bitter. Like you could see the bitterness oozing from this man that his woman had attained success without him, you know. And then another PM got fired, Rory. And I'm so glad that Rory got fired. I hated Rory. Rory represents a lot of male co-workers that are just insensitive and constantly looking down on you, constantly picking on you. Rory is so annoying. That was a toxic workplace, if you ask me. That was a toxic workplace. So Rory got fired. And then Luke was like, oh, now help me, pitch me to Campbell. Let me get a position. And she said, yo, this is not the proper time. This is not the right time. So, no. And then he went on. He didn't listen to her. He went on. He's been reading, you know, when you begin to read motivational books, but you're not all that. Motivational books are supposed to help you achieve, not make you delusional. You're supposed to put action into them to achieve results, not trick yourself into thinking you're all that. This guy went into Campbell's office and Campbell was like, yo, I'm gonna call. He said, no, give me my minute. I wanna talk right now. And they were like, okay, speak. You have 7 minutes, speak. And then he went on a lot of bullshit. And then he said, you know, the part that made me laugh so hard was like, he said, I swear my loyalty to you. This company is my religion. You're my God. And that was so funny. He humiliated himself in broad daylight. Like the whole office was looking at him like, what is going on here? Dude knelt down. And then Campbell was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like he poached a new PM from a company that brought 90 million naira quarterly. The guy was doing $90 million quarterly. And this is why I say, see, you don't need to lick anybody's ass to get to where you want to be in your office. I say this all the time. I've written about this countless times with several scenarios. Don't waste your time licking anybody's ass. Leave that for the toilet paper or their partner. Oh, crrr. Don't lick nobody's ass. Do your job. Your job is going to announce you. Your job is going to put you in the limelight. That's what... Licking ass is for fucking bottom feeders. If you're a rock star, you don't need to lick anybody's ass. You just need to do your job. And when you do your job, whether they like you or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is you're doing your job exceedingly well. So, you're good to go. So, you're contributing to the company's growth. You're not just contributing to your company's growth. You're useful. You become irreplaceable. That's how you become irreplaceable. Not swearing your loyalty to your boss. No, do your job. That's how you become irreplaceable. If you want your boss to like you, like Luke was seeking for Campbell's approval so hard. And all he had to do was do his job. Campbell had already given you this opportunity to come work in his firm. right? So why don't you do your job and do it well? All Campbell needed was numbers. Numbers. So if you're a 9-to-5 babe, do not ever lose sight of the numbers. Ever. Your eyes must always be on the numbers. You must be bringing in the bag. Emily got her promotion because she was bringing in the bag. Emily was bringing in the bag. She deserved to be promoted. Not because she was a female. Luke insinuated, oh, because you're a female, they want to look good. That's why they employed you. No! Emily held her own. She was bringing in the numbers. So please, wherever you're working, make sure you keep your eyes on your KPIs. Your KPIs. Keep your exceed those numbers. Let the numbers be blowing off the roof. And I'm telling you, everybody is going to like you. Everybody, the people who matter. The people who matter will like you. The people who don't matter, that's not your business. That is not your business. The people who matter, they would like you. So keep doing your job. Keep bringing in those numbers. Keep bringing in the bag. And that's how you get it. That's how you get it. Now, Luke is mad. He's embarrassed. He doesn't come to work for like 2 days. Everybody's calling Luke. He's gone off the grid. And they have a presentation with, I think, a Russian client. And they were talking to this Russian client. Luke comes into the office. He's drunk. He's clearly drunk. He looks crazy. Boom. He comes into where they were having their meeting with the Russian client. And then he started talking shit, talking about coffee. It was a messy scene. He made a mess of himself. And then he challenged Campbell and said, Campbell, nobody likes you, everybody is afraid of you, blah 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 blah. And they're like, okay, call the security, get this mad. He fired himself. And then he said, boom, Emily has been fucking me for 2 years now and she's been breaking the rules. You're rising star. You know, he wanted so bad to shit on Emily. He wanted to ruin her. And she could have married that man. You see, God works in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways because he could not stand his woman succeeding. And I don't just think it's Emily. I think he has a problem with every woman succeeding above him. He could not stand that she was succeeding, that she was making more money than him. He said, oh, she's fucking me. He said it. He wanted her to lose her job. Can you imagine that guy? Can you imagine that? That's what she could have married. So before you marry somebody, can they handle your success? Especially if you're a driven, career-driven woman. If you are an ambitious woman, listen to me. I'm sure if this was a Nigerian woman to go left, she would quit. A Nigerian woman would quit her job, reject the promotion, because she wants the love of her life to be there. And an African man cannot, we all know how they be. You know, we don't need to talk about that here. You know how they be. Now, this is a white couple. And look at the mess. A white couple. Talk more of an African. How do you think it would be? He did not want Emily to succeed at all. Because what happens is supporting your partner. When she knew, or when she thought that he was going to be promoted, she supported him the best way she could. She was happy for him. She was giddy with, and you know what? He stopped having sex with her at home. Do you know that? He stopped having sex with her at home. He stopped, you know, going out for dinner. They should be like, oh, let's go celebrate. Let's go. He said, no, I'm not interested. No, I'm not hungry. Oh, no, I don't feel like having sex. Oh, no, this, oh, no. Suddenly, these were people that were constantly bunkering each other everywhere in every bathroom. Now, my guy does not have appetite for sex anymore. And that happened. And she's mad. And she calls him like he's disappeared again. only for her to call his brother. Her mom organized an engagement party for them. So she heard it was at the engagement party. Can you imagine? He went to the engagement party and he lied to his mom that both of them got promoted. And she was like, oh, you don't get to do that, you crazy ego. He didn't get promoted, I got promoted. Right? Because you went in there to embarrass me and you think you're going to come here and act all brand new. You're not going to do that. And he was like, oh, okay, tell everybody the reason why you got promoted was because you slept your way to the top. It's because he wants to fuck you. Have you fucked him? It's because he wants his cocky in his mouth. Chopping rubbish. This guy was chopping nonsense. And then she broke his head. Their relationship had gotten toxic at that point. Their relationship had gotten fully blown toxic. And they should have left each other. They should have left each other, but I think they were just still trying to manage the situation. And then she went to the bathroom, he followed her, and then it was brutal. When I say it was brutal, when eventually he had an erection to fuck her, it was dehumanizing, it was humiliating. He wanted to humiliate her through sex, and he did. If you watch the sex scene, you know that's not sex for a lover. That's angry, humiliating, dehumanizing sex. And she said, stop. No, you're hurting me. He didn't. And then the next day, Emily has a little bit of crazy in her. You already know that. I was shocked. That girl is a little bit Coco. She's Coco too. She is. Because tell me why Emily was having a meeting with Campbell and she's telling Campbell, he was stalking me. He was showing up at parties for months. He was showing up at clubs. And I was like, yo, Emily. And I know Campbell didn't buy that. Campbell did not buy that bullshit. Campbell said, don't bring your shit into the workplace. Don't bring your shit into the workplace. Simple. Don't bring your shit into the workplace. But Emily is crazy. And then she has a new analyst. Luke calls her, she goes home, sees that Luke, he's packed all his belongings, you know, he wants to leave. And he has not apologized to her for what he did. No, for raping her, no, nothing. And she calls him out, she said, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, raped me the other night. And you're talking about you're going somewhere, one of your brother's friend is giving you a seed so that you can start your own company. Luke is a trust fund baby. He's a trust fund baby. I think he comes from a wealthy family and he's used to things just falling into his laps. He's a blue-eyed boy. Ooh, he's a blue-eyed boy. And then Emily, I told you Emily is a little bit Coco. Tell me why Emily picked up a knife and said, apologize. See your sorry look. And Luke was like, what the hell are you on about? He tried to drag the knife from her hand and plop, he caught him. And she said, I want you to cry. I want you to kneel down and say, Emily, I'm sorry. Luke said, Emily, I'm sorry. She said, now I want you to cry. I said, Emily, this girl is Coco. Where is this movie going to? Am I about to see a... Is this going to end in murder? I was like, where is this movie going to? Emily said, cry. And he cried and said, Emily, I'm sorry. And then Emily knelt down. You know, I thought... She said, Emily said, if I can make you cry, I'm going to make you bleed. And girl, I wrote down that quote. When I upload a new picture on Instagram, that's gonna be my next quote. If I can make you cry, I'm gonna make you bleed. I said, Emily is Coco. Emily is Coco. Now, Emily kneels down, and I thought maybe she has forgiven him. You know, they're both quavering, and Emily says, "Now wipe your blood off my floor. Get out. I'm done with you now. Emily! Wow!
Character development 100%. Emily went from bending all over, she was bending down so that he could walk all over her so that he could be comfortable, to saying, now get out, I'm done with you. Emily, oh my goodness, I didn't expect that. I didn't see that coming. I didn't at all. Now I love this movie. I love this movie. It's straight to the point. It's full of lessons. It's full of lessons. If you're an ambitious young woman and you're growing in your career, you're growing in your business, please, your jealous partner can end you, or you can get a supportive partner. It's always better to get someone who ain't small, honestly, so that, because the male pride that comes into when a man realizes that, oh, his woman, he's earning more than him, the male pride. So please, when choosing a partner as an ambitious woman, ask yourself, if I'm in the limelight, if I'm wealthier, is he still going to love me? Are things going to still be okay? Or is he going to diminish me so that I remain under him? So these are questions that you need to ask yourself. Is this man going to love me and respect me still if I'm earning more than him? Or is he going to constantly accuse me of sleeping with my boss? Tell me I don't deserve it. He made Emily doubt herself. She started doubting herself. Started doubting her capabilities. My favorite character in this movie is Campbell. I like him. He minds his business. He just wants the money. He just wants the bag. He just wants the number. A correct boss. Now, I like Emily too. You know, she chose herself. Emily chose herself. Emily chose her career over that rotten relationship. And the character I don't like would have to be Luke. Luke, oh my goodness. And I'm so happy Emily showed him crazy at the end. You see that ending scene? Well deserved, Emily. Well done. She showed him, you think you're crazy? Bitch, I'm Coco. I bet crazy. Thank you all guys so much for listening to my podcast till the end. If you listen to the end, I know that this podcast contains spoilers. So if you listen to the end and you still want to go ahead and watch the movie, please do. The movie is great. You're going to absolutely love it. You're going to love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much. If you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email, olivia.suse@gmail.com, or you can follow me on social media. You can follow me on LinkedIn, you can follow me on Twitter, you follow me on Instagram. Let's talk. Are you an ambitious young woman, career driven? Be very careful about your partner. Your partner can be jealous of you, and there's nothing more dangerous than sleeping with the enemy. Sleeping with somebody that's jealous of you, they're gonna sabotage your life. So if you want to be with a man and you ain't more than him, you have to make sure that this man is assured, this man has a healthy amount of self-esteem. If you go and you're wealthier and you're partnered up with a man who has a shitty self-esteem, he's gonna pour it on you. He's going to pour his low self-esteem on you. His insecurities is going to push it on you. And you're going to regret that relationship. Thank you all so much for listening to me. Until next time, bye. Have so much fun, guys. And don't forget to follow my podcast also. Follow me on Spotify. Follow me everywhere. Love you so much. Bye. Until next time.